These are the security stories from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending January 22nd, 2021. I'm Tom Merritt. The security firm Corellium released a port of Ubuntu Linux that runs on M1-based Macs. Those are the chips Apple makes for the Mac itself. The OS boots onto the full desktop interface and includes USB support, though there's no hardware acceleration, and if you want networking, you'll need a USB dongle. The Ubuntu build and a tutorial to get it running are available on GitHub. U.S. cybersecurity firm Malwarebytes said Wednesday it was breached by the same group that attacked SolarWinds last year, but that its intrusion is not directly related to the SolarWinds attack. Malwarebytes says the attackers breached its internal systems by exploiting a dormant email protection product for Office 365. The company learned of the intrusion from the Microsoft Security Response Center on December 15th, while Microsoft was auditing its Office 365 and Azure infrastructure for signs of malicious apps created by the SolarWinds hackers. Malwarebytes says it's determined the attacker only gained access to a limited subset of internal company emails. Friday, WhatsApp announced it would delay its new privacy policy from going into effect February 8th to being enforced on May 15th. The new policy has no opt-out and lets businesses store data collected from its WhatsApp chats on Facebook servers, which it can then use to create personalized Facebook ads. The new policy does not affect personal chats or user profiles. The delay in implementation is meant to give WhatsApp more time to explain this new policy to users and give the users more time to review it. Meanwhile, India's IT ministry sent an email to WhatsApp head Will Cathcart calling on the app to withdraw the planned policy change. The ministry wants clarification on how the update impacts data sharing with Facebook and third parties and questions why the EU is exempt from this policy change. India's parliament is currently debating a personal data protection bill, which, if passed, could change how WhatsApp is allowed to treat data. Brave has become the first browser to offer native integration of IPFS, a decentralized version of HTTPS. While HTTPS lets browsers access files on a central server, thus letting you get your web pages, IPFS lets the browser access content on a network of distributed nodes. This is similar to how BitTorrent works. IPFS points to a content ID, or CID, rather than an IP address. When you type in an address, IPFS uses a cryptographic hash to find the nodes that are storing the content for each file. This means the server is not under any one company's control, but you can still type in a web address like you normally would. This makes the content faster because it can be stored closer to you without needing costly server setups by the publisher. It also is more resilient to failures like DDoS or censorship. Brave has worked on the IPFS standard since 2018, but the new update lets the browser resolve URIs that start with IPFS instead of HTTPS, and Brave users can choose to let their browser act as a node on the network, helping improve overall performance. Finally, the privacy-focused search engine DuckDuckGo announced it reached 102 million daily search queries for the first time on January 11th, with an average for the month so far of 90 million daily queries. Overall, in 2020, the search engine saw daily searches rise 62% on the year. According to StatCounter, DuckDuckGo is now the second most used search engine on mobile in the United States, UK, Canada, and Australia. Google still commands 94% of the search market in the United States. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.